make my personal appearance? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for January the 11th, 2010. We'll begin court with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity one more time. I'd like to say a special prayer for the men and women that are free, abroad, and at home. I'd like to thank you for all the staff, workers of Jefferson County, as well as citizens. I ask these blessings.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Receive and file bids for IFB for a term contract for law enforcement uniforms for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and the correctional facility. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies. Item C, receive and file bids for IFB for the sale of used ice skates. Item D, receive and file bids for IFB for a term contract for law enforcement equipment for Jefferson County. Item E, award IFB for the replacement of cooling tower fans and assembly to Johnson Controls in the amount of $65,590. Letter F, award IFB term contract for snack and drink vending for Jefferson County to Southern Coastal Vending, and the price listers are attached. Item G, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for IFB for this term contract with snacks and drink vending. Item H, execute and receive and file hunting lease agreement with Richard J. Daly for 217.892 acres in Section 63, Abstract Number 358, at $1,555.55 per year. Item I, consider and possibly approve change order number one for Sigma Engineering, Inc. to contract PROF Engineering Services for the reconstruction of the South Texas Regional Airport to extend the 10-month completion time to 1 year and 2 months in the amount of $15,360. The project is funded from the FAA AIP grant. This change brings the contract total from $192,550 to $207,910. Is there a motion on these items? I have a motion for Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion.
Selling approximately.
Are we getting that hunting lease for Mr. Fountain? Strike that. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve receipt of a grant to Jefferson County Library by the Texas State Library and Archives Commission in the amount of $7,622. Item B, consider and possibly authorize Commissioner Arnold to convey to Art Richard, President of RDS, an acceptance of the offer to purchase the Postal Encoding Center contingent upon successful negotiations of a lease back to the county for a portion of that facility. And item C, by addendum, consider and possibly accept the incentive check from Energy Texas City Smart Program in the amount of $13,320 to be used for energy efficient upgrade to several county buildings. Is there a motion on these items?
So move for approval.
Have a motion from Commissioner Domain. Second from Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
Judge, just for clarification on the item B, just want the court to know that whatever negotiations come out of this, that it still comes back to the court for final approval on whether or not we sell this asset or not and the terms of any lease back that may be negotiated. So it's still tentative pending final court approval after the workshop, after a present the findings of the results of the negotiations on the lease back.
Good enough.
Let me make sure, you're saying that you're going to bring the package back, the total package back, and we vote on a total package?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay, then.
Anything? Oh, okay.
Judge, Commissioner's Court, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Chad Clark, the head of the Jefferson County Library. I just wanted to say that whenever I first started working for the county about 4 years ago, I became acquainted with a local historian, a highly esteemed gentleman by the name of Bill Quick. Mr. Quick passed away last December 8th, and he was a local historian, you know, big authority on Sabine Pass and whatnot. But he had provided me with some information on the early history of the county library. And I read these documents and, you know, kept them in a safe place. And I think congratulations are in order, because as of next month, the county library will be 80 years old. So I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. But that being said, with this grant, $7,622, that's quite a bit of change. I was recently looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and I saw that in Jefferson County, unemployment level is about 10.5% as of November of 2009. And as a county librarian with this money from the state, I like to purchase some computer equipment so that way I can make computers accessible to county residents who are, you know, seeking jobs. They could do job searching, work on a resume, fill out any sort of applications, because I'm finding out, and I'm sure many people in this audience are finding out, that many things that you try to do with the government, even job searching and applying for jobs, you have to do it online with a high-speed internet access. So I want to use that grant money in that respect and, you know, continue the tradition of outreach to the residents of Jefferson County. Thanks.
Does that need to be go through purchasing and subsequently approved or disapproved by the court? Is that the way that'll work? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can get with Deborah.
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I think it's a good idea because I know you provide quite a bit of service to the people in the rural areas, and it's a plus for any of those folks, so I think that's a good idea and way to think in a progressive way. Mr. Jose, I had a question for you on what buildings are we upgrading?
In regards to item C?
Yeah.
Well, sir, it's whatever initiatives we've had over the years, we've partnered with Entergy.
Yes.
To not only point us in the right direction, but also to support our efforts, sometimes giving us grants towards those goals. Right today, we have Mr. Phil Lanier from Entergy, who wants to talk to the court for just a few minutes and present the large size check, if that's okay, Judge.
Okay.
Jose, thank you. Judge, commissioners, this is Phil Lanier, and I'm Sam Bethay, and I work for Entergy. Phil has a check here for you, and just wanted to take an opportunity here this afternoon. We have a small check. I wish it was bigger, but we keep working with Jose and y'all's folks in engineering, trying to find different projects that will fit within our energy efficiency program, and therefore get y'all more rebates from that. But Entergy is partnering with Clear Results, who Phil works for, and they are working with us and working with our partners, whether they're schools, counties, or cities, and helping identify the projects and look where y'all can get more bang, the most bang for your buck when you're doing energy efficiency projects. We have got a real check to go along with the big check. And with that, I'll keep the little check and give that to y'all in just a little bit. Let me let Phil get up here and talk to you about the past projects that we've worked with the county on and some of the success we've had and hopefully some things that we can do in the future. All right, thank you, Sam.
Yes. Hey, Judge Walker, commissioners, thank you so much for letting us be here. As Sam said, that the this partnership represents a true partnership between the county and Entergy Texas on helping identify energy efficiency opportunities either through new construction or retrofit or renovation applications. This check that we have here today for $13,000 is from the airport terminal renovations. It's also from roof lighting and AC retrofits at the postal encoding building, plus at the courthouse annex, and also for the new airport hangar. The county installed equipment that was above code. It was energy efficient lighting, energy efficient AC. Because you exceeded code, Entergy is incentivizing the county to install energy-efficient equipment. That's one of the reasons why you're receiving the check. I do want to recognize county personnel. They have been instrumental in kind of the internal champions for making the program work within the county, and that is Jose Pastrana, Ernest Clement Jr., Mike Fuselier, Carol Foster, and Ms. Ronnie Ned, you know, as they've been instrumental in making the program work for the county. Jose and his team are already looking forward towards 2010 and beyond for looking at additional energy efficiency projects, and some of them include lighting retrofits with the idea of removing the old lights, installing modern energy efficient lights. By doing that, the county will receive another incentive check from Entergy, plus have improved lighting and save on energy costs. So this is a great project to be involved with. There's a story to be told about the positive environmental impacts for doing these type of projects. The annual energy savings achieved by installing energy efficient lighting, ACs, and roofs, the county has saved over 328,000 kilowatt hours. Now, if you want to put a dollar figure behind that, that's over $32,000 a year the county has saved in energy costs as a result of these projects. Now, if you trace that back to power plant emissions, that's over 236 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions removed from the air. Another way of measuring it is the amount of fossil fuels the county helped offset is removing to the equivalent of 27,000 gallons of gasoline from being burned. With the Go Green momentum that Jose and his team have, we look forward to doing more of these check presentations. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the check. Sheriff, keep your eye on Sam. Don't let him leave here. All right, County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve fiscal year 2009 budget amendment to transfer county portion for Hurricane Ike to the 200 fund. Item B, consider and approve utilizing available funds in capital automobiles to purchase a replacement patrol vehicle for the Sheriff's Department. Estimated cost is $25,000. Item C, receive and file monthly financial and operating statement for the month ending September 30. Oh, we didn't vote on it? We'll do that next Monday. Okay, we had a motion and a second on, was it two items? Three items?
From A, B, and C under County Commissioners.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Thank you, Ms. Loma. Item D, payment of regular county bills, check number 334145 through check number 334396. Is there a motion on this? Have a motion, Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Alfred. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Did I skip that?
Addendum on the county clerk.
Oh, we don't have a main item on county clerk. Okay, under county clerk, by way of addendum, item A, consider and possibly approve the early voting locations for March 2nd, 2010 primary election, with early voting beginning February the 16th, 2010, and ending February 26th, 2010. Item B, consider and possibly approve in accordance with Senate Bill 393, designating volunteers for Democracy Day on January 12th, 2010. Is there a motion on those items?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider and possibly approve George Miller's attendance at the American Correctional Association Winter Conference, January 22nd through the 27th, 2010 in Tampa, Florida. The training is provided at no cost to Jefferson County through a grant by the ACA. This includes registration, airfare, and lodging.
We get to go to College Station, he goes to Tampa. What's wrong with this picture?
Something wrong with that.
I'll move for approval.
What a place to winter. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. We need to set our next meeting date because January the 18th is a county holiday. It is Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. What saith thou? 19th? I got no problem.
Good.
Okay. We'll set that for the 19th, Ms. Loma. Any further business?
Judge,
Yeah.
As you know, we've been dealing with a number of hurricane projects, and our bridge projects are certainly a very high priority, and among the highest priority of those is the Boondocks Road Bridge and the Humble Camp Road Bridge. But it's been a very frustrating effort to try to get this bridge construction started. The county has a design ready. We have the soil testing done. We are ready to go. Our purchasing department's ready to go out for bids. We're ready to get started on the projects. But meanwhile, they're sitting at the Texas Department of Rural Affairs waiting on approval. Now we're finding out that there's a chance we may not get the emergency waiver to go ahead with these projects, and instead they may be delayed for an environmental assessment. And I'd ask Don Rayo if he would get up and Don's our bridge expert and understands more about the process probably than anyone in the county. And as Don's approaching the microphone, I want to personally thank Jeff Brannick for the work he's put in on this project. And I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank Representative Alan Ritter, who's worked hand in hand with us to try to get these projects moving forward. Don?
Judge and commissioners, this has been a very frustrating effort. We received word that our request for emergency funding has been tentatively approved, which means that all the projects that we turned in, which were a number, including our roads and bridges for our own use, but the Navigation District, DD6, and others had projects as well that we listed as emergency projects. Those seemingly have been approved. We have not seen the letter yet unless the judge has it in his office, and we haven't seen it. But that doesn't turn us loose to do the bridges yet. We now have reached a stage where we are going to have to go through the environmental process. We have petitioned TDRA to allow us to utilize the nationwide permit Chapter 3 under maintenance, which is where we normally replace bridges with an environmental document that is prepared in-house. So far, they have said no. We asked last week if they would consider an emergency passage of an environmental document because of safety, health, and welfare, because of the time and effort it takes for emergency response in these areas. And just before lunch, I received a email from Ms. Heather Legrone with TDRA and said that that wasn't going to happen either. And they were considering some sort of shortcut method. And so I immediately emailed back and said, well, the most effective shortcut method would be to go ahead and allow us to do this under the nationwide permit. And that's the way we operate anyway. And she wrote back and said, no way, Jose. And so,
did you get that letter?
Don't want to lie.
She said we were going to have to go through the full NEPA process for a FONSI, or finding of no significant impact on each of these three bridges. And as much as I hate to say it, I have no idea what the time is going to be on this, but it's certainly not going to be overnight. It could be several months at best. It could take up to a year. We have pulled our state representatives into the picture, and believe me, they're working behind the scenes with TDRA to try to make this happen. We can keep our fingers crossed and hope that something's going to happen overnight, but quite frankly, I'm pessimistic at this point because of the track that we've already been down. But we are ready to let Boondocks Road immediately. We have to do the soil borings for Humble Camp Road, and it'll be ready for letting. Craigan Road is a little behind those two because we're dealing with DD6 on the widening of the channel at that area, much as we did on Walden Road for Willow Marsh Bio. And so it's tailing along, but by the time we get the other two under contract, we should have it ready to let as well. I want the citizens of the county to know that the county is doing everything possible to make these projects get under construction at the earliest date possible. It's not that we're dragging our feet. We've got everything ready to go. Do you have any questions or anything that I might answer?
Don, for informational purposes, you might explain why this is being done as regard to air quality, that sort of thing, and why it's so frustrating to us that we're even having to do it.
Well, to begin with, it's federal legislation. It's the environmental issues that are involved in any construction project that uses federal dollars. It's very stringent because they want to make sure that all the endangered species, the wetlands, the stormwater, et cetera, all these areas are touched upon and that there are no impacts to any of these areas. And it takes a long involved process to go through and examine each area that's involved, particularly when you're looking at your waterways and some of the projects that have been there for years. These are natural waterways that have a lot of birds and things of that nature, endangered species that have to be examined and so forth. And it just takes time to go through all this process. But it is federal regulations, and now TDRA through HUD has implemented some of their own regulations to go on top of the NEPA process. And so it's slowing it down even further.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much, Don.
I didn't mention a while ago that Senator Tommy Williams' office has also been involved. His staff has tried to lend a hand and to try to get TDRA to give us that emergency waiver. And there is an issue that we've made sure that Austin understands is that these bridges being out impedes the delivery of emergency services, fire, ambulance, law enforcement. And that's one of the basis that we're trying to make that case to Austin that they need to grant an emergency waiver. And twice now we thought we were at the point of getting that waiver and be able to move forward, and twice we've been disappointed. So it's been a very frustrating process to try to get these bridges rebuilt.
Commissioner, one other thing to that, you know, we have to stress that we feel that most of this danger came about from the debris and things that's from the storm, not one of those things that is wear and tear. It was some exacerbated by that debris that's moving down the river.
There's the issue of debris, and then particularly regarding the Humble Camp Road Bridge, we had hoped that that bridge would stay open until the Hildebrandt Road Bridge was rebuilt. But witnesses tell us that even though we had the bridge load limited, we had repeated heavy oil-filled traffic crossing that bridge. And there's no doubt that that heavy equipment accelerated the deterioration of that bridge. But the hurricane damage was the big thing.
I haven't been having any of those.
You have them all.
We'd be happy to rat them through the courthouse.
We'd let you share that with you, Jeff.
He just signed off on it. Okay, go on here.
We have one more matter. Is Ms. Barbara Evans here? Yeah, there you are. You have someone you are going to introduce to us, I believe.
I do. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to make you aware of a new resource that we have for the citizens of Jefferson County in the person of Mrs. Christy King, a Jefferson County native. She began working with me on January 4th. She is a part-time employee funded completely by the state. Christy holds a bachelor's degree from Lamar University in Family Consumer Sciences, and she's also certified by our national FCS organization. She has experience as a classroom teacher with the Beaumont Independent School District, as well as experience working with limited resource audiences from her work with the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. Christy is the Better Living for Texans Program Assistant, or BLT, not the sandwich. BLT is a nutrition education program primarily for limited resource audiences, families and individuals, designed to teach nutrition as it relates to making wise food choices for health and wellness, and in doing so within a limited budget. So she'll be working with that audience as well as senior citizens, and then doing a lot of work with school children, trying to combat the problems that we have with childhood overweight and obesity and diabetes, and then overall general health and development. Christy King.
Glad to have you. Do you like to make a long speech? Thank you. We're glad to have you. Okay, I believe that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you for coming. We're adjourned.